Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So, the best way of making tawassul is through calling Allah by His beautiful names and attributes. So you say, Ya Rahman Irhamni. I'm urging Allah. Ya Akram al-Akrameen Urzuqni. Ya Ghaffar Ighfirli. So I keep on asking Allah Azza wa Jal with His beautiful names and attributes. The second way of offering tawassul is when I ask someone who is righteous and alive to supplicate for me. He has to be righteous and he has to be alive. So I go to this great scholar of Islam. I go to this great pious or righteous person and I say, Akhi, I have a problem, pray for me. Ask Allah for me to do this or that. So this is permissible, why? Because he's righteous and he's alive. And throughout the life of the Prophet ﷺ, the companions all the times used to go to him and ask him to pray for them, or supplicate for them, or ask Allah Azza wa Jal for them. And this is permissible. What is not permissible is to go to someone who is deviant, who is an innovator, who is not a righteous and pious person, and you ask him to make dua. Therefore, you are allowed to ask for wasila through a righteous person, a pious person, a knowledgeable person, by him asking Allah for you. It is permissible for me to ask Allah through his supplication. So I tell him, supplicate to Allah Azza wa Jal for me, and this is permissible. The third permissible way of seeking Allah's wasila or asking Allah Azza wa Jal is through your good deeds. How is that? You ask Allah Azza wa Jal, Oh Allah, I ask you to grant me a child because I pray to you Fajr every single day in the masjid. So you're asking Allah Azza wa Jal by this good deed that you have done. And this is mentioned in Surah Al-Imran. Rabbana, إِنَّنَا سَمِعْنَا مُنَادِيًا يُنَادِي لِلْإِيمَانِ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ فَآمَنَّا. What do you want? رَبَّنَا فَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا. So they preceded by saying, Oh Allah, we have heard someone who is calling to Islam and Iman, and we have believed in him. Therefore, forgive our sins. So this is putting forward your good deeds. Likewise, those three who were trapped in the cave with a big stone, each one of them, what did they do? They started listing their good deeds. Oh Allah, I had a cousin that I loved, but I did not commit haram for your sake. If this was sincere, open the gate or open the rock, and a little bit was open. Second one said, I had parents and I did not feed my kids the milk that I usually milk for them, and they were asleep, so I stayed next to them until they woke up and I gave them. If I did this for your sake, free us. And a little bit of the rock was open. The third one said, Oh Allah, I had someone who worked with me and left without taking his pay. And he came a few years later and he was asking for his pay. So I told him, look at these camels and cows and sheep that are filling the valley. This is your pay, take it. His pay was like maybe 5 rupees or 10 rupees or whatever. Yet he invested it until it became this much, and he did not neglect that man's rights. So the man took it and left away. The man says, if I did this for your sake, Oh Allah, open the cave, and the cave was open. So these are the three permissible ways for you to ask for Allah's wasila, for Allah's answering of your supplication. Going back to the issue of seeking rain and water from Allah Azza wa Jal through prayer, this can be done through three means. The first one is the most famous one. You all go to the musalla and you offer the prayer for rain. And the format or the description of the prayer for rain is like the way you pray Eid. So it has 7 takbir in the first rak'ah and 5 takbir in the second rak'ah. is the khutbah before or after? There are hadiths that say that it's before, there are hadiths that say that's after. So inshallah, both are acceptable. Secondly, regarding the prayer itself, this is one way of doing it, to go to the musalla. The second way of requesting rain is through khutbatul jum'ah, the sermon of Friday, as the man came and asked and the Prophet supplicated. The third way of requesting for rain is individually, when we're praying on our own. If I prostrate on my own, I say, Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna, oh Allah, bless us with rain, bless us with water. This is permissible. So there are three ways of seeking the blessings of Allah through rain. Is this understood, inshallah? Do we have any questions? Yes, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Assalamu alaikum.
Sheikh, the last time we met, you mentioned about the Salatul Kusuf. So is it permissible to offer Salatul Kusuf in a big ground or something? And you said that Allah is also amazed. So can you please give an example from the Quran and the Sunnah that explain that Allah was amazed or is amazed?
As for the first question, when you say that can we pray it in an open ground? No, it should be prayed in the masjid. But if the masjid is not sufficient, then it's okay to pray in an open ground. But the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ was to be prayed in the masjid, so we don't go and collect people and go somewhere else, because this would be innovating. As for the word amazed, the Prophet ﷺ had a guest coming to him, and he asked all of his wives, do you have anything to feed my guest? They said, no. So he addressed the companions and said, who among you can host my guest? Abu Talha al-Ansari said, I will do that. He took the guest to his house. Who was Abu Talha's wife?
I think she's Rumaysa.
She's a Rumaysa, known as? Her name is Umm Sulaym, the mother of Anas ibn Malik. So he went there and said to his wife, I have hosted the guest of the Prophet ﷺ. Do we have food? She said, by Allah, we don't have any food except this meal which I was preparing for my children. So he told her, occupy your children with anything until they sleep. And the children were crying. She gave them water, were crying until they felt tired and slept. Then he asked her to bring the food. Once the guest was there, he asked her to turn off the light, it would be dark, and they pretend as if they're eating. So the guest was there, they pretended as if they were eating, but the only one who was eating was the guest, so that the food would be sufficient for them. The following morning, the Prophet ﷺ, after Fajr, said to Abu Talha, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ عَجِبَ لِصَنِيعِكُمَا الْبَارِحَةَ, which means Allah Azza wa Jal was amazed by what you had done yesterday with the guest. So this is one of the hadith. There are other hadith you all know about Allah's being happy for the repentance more than the happiness of someone who lost his camel with his food on top of it. And then when he found it, he said, oh Allah, I am your God and you're my servant. He made a mistake because he was so happy. So the Prophet is telling us Allah is more happy than this man. So all of these are attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. Yes.
Alaikum, Shaykh.
Salamatullah.
As you said that for rain, you can ask a righteous person and who is alive. So a person may argue that if you want rain, so you have to ask the righteous person to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I want Jannah. So how can I directly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Even I need a righteous person to ask.
You ask Allah Azza wa Jal for Jannah straightforward, and you may ask a righteous person to ask Allah for Jannah for you or to seek forgiveness for you. And that is why we always ask righteous people to supplicate for us. Don't forget us from your dua. What do I mean by this? What dua am I looking for? May Allah forgive you. May Allah grant you Jannah. So this is permissible to ask people for dua, but it is a lower grade. The better grade would be that you ask Allah Azza wa Jal straight without any people. And likewise, at the time of Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, there was a great drought. No one went to the grave of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam saying, O Prophet of Allah, do this or do that or ask Allah for us. What did they do? They went for the Musalla asking Allah for rain. Umar addressed the people and he said, O Allah, we used to, at the time of the Prophet alayhi salam, go to your Prophet so that he would supplicate for us. And now we present Al-Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet, so that he would ask you for rain. Come, Abbas. And Abbas came and said, O Allah, the people have presented me because of my closeness and relative, because I'm a relative of our Prophet alayhi salam. O Allah, grant us rain. And they were granted rain. Nobody went to the dead. So from this we learn that it is permissible to ask righteous people for supplicating to you and for rain. And this is all the time we have until we meet next time. Fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.